Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping everything rolling in America, and a special shout-out to the big truckers out there, the big riggers that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Appreciate everything you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. Parler, we're on there as at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. So, the weekend edition starts out with the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, out there in California. Yay. Good morning, Kyle. And there they are. They've all come out of the bar to cheer Kyle on. A couple of them fell down the steps. All righty.
All right.
All righty. Now, let's get down here. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have a caller right off the bat. And before we get to the caller, I want to mention that yesterday Joe Biden was out pitching railroads, wasn't he? The railroad train, Amtrak, that great money-making, highly profitable venture that we have, right?
Yeah, not very much money ever made. I think no money ever made.
Biden and the trains, well, let's put it this way. Amtrak has never made a dime. It was never set up to make a profit. The only thing that was set up to make a profit, and that's even been highly doubtful, was the freight end of it, hauling the freight trains, the passenger, the way they had the passenger trains set up to work and operate, there was no way they were going to make money, and they don't. They do not make a profit regardless of where they're at. And he wants to put the high-speed rail out there again in various places because people will just want to jump on the train and it'll save the carbon imprint and there won't be all this pollution, blah, 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 and all this stuff. Well, I've seen plenty of trains out there that blow out plenty of black smoke as they go down the tracks.
Well, that's absolutely right. President Biden's also talking about creating extremely high-speed rail, 220 miles an hour, and wanting to compete with China, he's talking, or telling what the Chinese are doing. They have so many high-speed rail lines. And right now, Captain, China's starting to develop a train that could go up to 400 miles per hour, evidently. So maybe he's trying to be like the Chinese.
Well, the problem with all of that is simple. It's called the rail tracks that they ride on.
Right, exactly.
You can't, and it was proven in New York, from New York to Washington, the high-speed rail that was over there that was supposed to run at the 200 miles an hour in some places could barely do 100 miles an hour because the tracks were in such decrepit condition. They would have to turn around and rebuild the railroad all over again from the tracks up.
Yes, exactly right. So this kind of announcement, of course, it comes on the, what is the 50th anniversary of Amtrak.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is one of those kind of photo opportunities. Go out and say a bunch of stuff, and then we'll see how it goes from there. But
right.
I think it's more of an opportunity.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the phone lines because on the telephone line, let me see here. Yep, that's the number. We have the honorary, used to be, want to be, could be, might be, mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how low the other side is going to stoop to. I mean, here you have, you know, Senator Kim Scott, who is a very respectable black man who worked his tail off and achieved greatness, but now he's Uncle Tim because he doesn't agree with their narrative. He doesn't agree, you know, because of his conservative leanings, they've now labeled him Uncle Tim. So I think that he should run in 2024, and I would wholeheartedly vote for Senator Tim Scott, a wonderful man. And one other thing, Kyle, before I go, you know, the train is a good thing, but what would even be better is getting to ride the train for free. So since we're, you know, becoming the United States of Socialism, I think the president should give everybody an unlimited pass to get on the train anytime they want and not have to pay for it. What do you think? Thank you so much.
The train ride for free. Okay, well, that's part of the problem we got, but go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, at this point, why doesn't he just say stuff like that? I mean, I guess as long as you got your vaccination, you'd be able to get on the train and ride, but at this point, the sky is the limit. And they will, I wouldn't be surprised if they said stuff like that, only because they would simply say, we're going to get the rich, they're going to pay more, they're not paying their fair share, or we're going to do this or that, and continue to promise the sun, moon, and stars, believing that big government socialism is going to win the hearts and minds.
Okay, where do we have rail trains that haul people that actually make sense?
Well, I think in the eastern part of the United States as well. There's different cities or the bigger metropolitan cities where they have these different kind of trains.
They're all big blue cities. Let's start with New York. Let's go to Boston. Let's go to anywhere between Boston and New York, New York and Washington, Chicago. Let's see. Atlanta has their system that runs around Atlanta, around the loop. And, of course, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Oakland, big blue cities. And they don't make a dime. Not a dime. Hold on, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And by the way, want to ride a train? Want to ride it for free? That's part of the problem. Free. Run it for a profit. Make some money while you're at it. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will take it away and remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate the company called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has a product that I've been using, which has worked for me for about 5.5 years now. Matter of fact, I took some of it just about midnight, like I usually do before the show started, because I was having a problem again with my left foot and leg all day long yesterday. And I took it, and it worked. And simply put, it reduces the inflammation and pain that you have. It goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it helps to lower or even eliminate the pain associated with whatever it is that you've got going on. And many, many, many people swear by it because, number one, it's drug-free. You can get rid of the narcotic stuff that you're taking, because if it works for you the way it's worked for me, that's exactly what I got rid of. I got rid of... can't even think of what the name of it was anymore, but a couple of different things that I took for the pain that I had and the swelling. And, of course, it's all natural, supports a healthy response. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Give it a try, see what happens, and you'll find out what tens of thousands of other people have. And I hear about it every day. There's not a day doesn't go by somebody doesn't thank me for it. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. First of all, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first caller first. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's Joe Biden. Joe Biden on his own said it was an American idea. Let me tell you, it's not an American idea. It's the American dream. It, the American dream is a young kid. You can go to Little League football and play football and go to high school and maybe get to college, go to college, and then get drafted on Thursday night in the first round in the NFL draft, and your dreams come true, okay? Whether you make it in the NFL or not, your dream still came true. It's the American dream. It's not the American idea, okay? That's number one, okay? I've coined a new phrase. It's called systemic stupidity. That's what the Democrat Party is, systemic stupidity. You're letting people in on the board down in Metro Catherine. Harris, you're in charge of that? Don't let anybody in, okay? That's the end of the story right there. Another disaster. You're going to try and raise taxes? You guys are a disaster. You know, and anybody who voted for a Democrat, when is the first state going to take back their state? I'm waiting for Michigan to take and get rid of Whitmore. I'm ready for somebody to take back their state and say, wait a minute. Y'all are making $400 to $250 million a year, and we can't go to work. When are you going to take back your state? What we need is another Trump rally in Tampa. Trump, no one's giving any money to anybody but the Trump PAC, okay? Because you're going to have to see Donald Trump, who never sold us out, who never turned his back on us, who kept all his promises, okay? And you fake Republicans better wake up and stand up and tell the guy from New York Times, Brooks, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? It's the Trump Party. And let's stand up with Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, gets banned from Twitter. That's what your churches and your pastors, then you stand up and rise up and stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get to work, Cap, and save the country. Peace.
Okay, and comment, Kyle?
Well, Todd mentioned a coined a phrase, Captain, systemic stupidity.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah,
heard it.
And then he mentioned about Kamala Harris. Well, it's been 38 days.
Yeah.
Since Kamala Harris was put in charge of the border, and nothing yet from Kamala.
And you were expecting?
Well, no, not at all. But it's fun to keep count, though.
All right, now let's go to the phone lines here. Now, I believe we have the unofficial mayor to nowhere, but he wants to be a mayor to somewhere. So we'll let him be the mayor to here. So go ahead, Ian.
Yep, you heard from the putative mayor of Clearwater earlier. Now you're going to hear from the mayor of nowhere. And I want to coin a phrase. For the Democrats Party, let me see here, irredeemably incompetent. How about that, huh?
That works.
But I wanted to say a few things about this Biden with the plan, with the spending and the training and the college and everything. Yeah, they're gonna appropriate all that money. And ain't none of that stuff Biden's going to do is going to come into fruition. They're going to have a few Potemkin Village example projects. That money is going to be stolen. Okay, that money's going to be stolen from the top of the Democrat Communist Party, whatever the Bolshevik, Demovic, whatever they are. They're all communists to me, okay?
Yep.
That money's going to be stolen from the top all the way down. Everybody's going to get the VIG. None of that money's going to go to any of those projects, okay? And another thing I want to say is Biden's talking about all these trains. Choo-choo, choo-choo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choo-choo, Biden, okay? Even if the money does, let's just say for the sake of argument, let's say all the money that they're going to earmark to build all this high-speed rail and everything, right? Let's say they actually do it and they build it. It's going to go nowhere because, look, you need engineers. Remember now, math is racist. Physics is racist. Why? If you got the wrong answer and that's racist, the wheel on the train might be too big. It might be too big to where it's going to be bigger than the width of the track. You understand where I'm going here?
Mm-hmm.
Why, grades. You need grades. Those rails need to be laid at a certain grade.
Yeah.
Why? If you got, hey, wait, remember now, math and science and physics and engineering is racist.
Yep.
So how are they even going to build it? What are they going to do?
Yep.
You know, we'll just eyeball the grade. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I know.
None of this is going to happen anyway.
I know.
Because that money's going to be stolen, and it's never going to be built because, I'm going to say, once again, irredeemably. They call us irredeemables and deplorables. They are irredeemable incompetent.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good answer.
Bye.
All right, good answer. Kyle, again, a lot of stuff thrown out there all at one time. But, again, this bit about the trains, okay, I will say again, the trains, Amtrak in particular, has not made a dime. Not a dime has it made. It's cost billions and billions and billions of dollars to keep the Amtrak passenger trains out there.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Captain, one of the things that we heard, and I think it was kind of front-loaded in some of the commentary prior to the speech and certainly after the speech, is this idea of Joe Biden being the new FDR. It was Rooseveltian, I think one person called it.
I heard
and,
it.
And so this big train project that he's talking about, you know, the having to lay all these new tracks, having to get all, you know, in other words, talking about the grandeur of it, and yes, it probably won't ever happen, obviously, like Ian is talking about, but the laying out of the grandeur of it, I think, is part of that design factor, is to make him look like an FDR, you know, this, and who's going to have this huge program.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that is just going to be optics.
Well, the federal DOT, who controls who gets on what in terms of commercial and public transportation, came out yesterday and said, okay, folks, we are going to wear, all of us that get on a airplane, a bus, a train, a ship, once the ships start running again, and for that matter, even taxi cabs are supposed to be wearing masks at all times, and that's going to stay in place until September the 13th, like it or not.
That's right, and full enforcement will be in place, and if you're on an airplane and you refuse to wear a mask, that's going to get you booted off that aircraft.
And the only thing that will change that is if, and by the way, the other thing is, you're going to see them come out with these COVID cards, which I've got one now that, matter of fact, I made a kind of a joke out of it. I put it in a lanyard and I put it around my neck and walked around with a big red V on one side of it. The other side was a card that showed that I had been vaccinated. So if they want to play that game, you say, look, no mask, been vaccinated, thank you, bye, see ya.
Well, you might be starting a trend. I bet you might see people out there with lanyards.
I have already.
Yeah.
I have,
wow.
Yep, some of the places I've been to, because if they want to be ridiculous, we'll be ridiculous.
Right, exactly. Well, no, but it could be the shape of things to come.
Yeah, but you won't be able to get on a train, a plane, or anything when it comes to whatever. Okay, let's try one more time here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. All right, goodbye, caller. I don't know what that was all about. We had somebody that called in there. They'll have to wait until after the break right now, so there you go. But and by the way, again, I resort to what they said yesterday. This is the other thing about public transportation. Everyone has to wear a mask. You see the buses driving around with must wear a mask to ride the bus. Have you seen them out there by you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. No mask, no ride.
Yep. And that's the same way it is for airplanes and for trains. And like I say, the ships, they're talking about starting up July 1st here in Florida, the cruise ships. But they won't be at 100% capacity. I think they'll be at 75 or 80% capacity or something like that.
Well, that's right. And evidently, Captain, I think you have 95% of the passengers have to have been vaccinated.
That is correct. And you can be vaccinated if you want to get on the cruise while you're there, but, you know, before you get on the boat. But it's all coming down to all that stuff that we heard about. And told you so. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself will be coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the White House says the number of coronavirus infections is going down, but they're still worried about the rate of vaccinations. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients said 220 million shots have been administered since President Biden took office.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
The CDC director said the rate of COVID infections has declined 16%. Hospitalizations and deaths have gone down as well. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has announced the Biden administration is halting travel from India due to skyrocketing COVID-19 cases. The new restriction will go into effect on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and Ron Edwards will have one of his notebooks along here in about an hour. We'll be playing his latest Edwards Notebook. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I am one of their clients. I have insurance with Geico, been there about 17 and a half years now. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host, the captain. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can help you to find the coverage for just about anything that you own. Got a car? Got a truck? Got one of each? Got a motorcycle? How about an RV? Or an ATV, or a boat. They can insure all of that for you. And even one up, you can wind up getting your homeowners and your renter's insurance there, too, with them, because they also will give you that type of coverage. Now, if you do that, you'll be able to bundle your policy, and you will save money doing that. I know it's happened to me. I save a lot of money, and then knock on wood, there's the wood, because of the fact that I'm a safe driver and have been for, I can't even tell you how many years, I get a 10% discount on my rate every year. Now, my rate has not gone up this year. As a matter of fact, it went backwards. They dropped the rates at Geico 15% because of the COVID pandemic to help people out. And it's still at that level if you want to take advantage of that. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com,
is the place to go. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, did you hear what happened at the White House yesterday with the illegal aliens?
I heard that there was a group that wanted to try to get into the White House complex, basically.
Well, they were protesting, and they got very close to one of the entrances, and they were warned to back off and go away. They didn't do it, and they got a little bit closer, and the Secret Service came out and arrested a whole bunch of them, and they are now, I guess, going to be a process, so we'll know who they are, and I guess they'll be released again because we're not deporting anybody, are we?
That's right, yeah. It's a no deportation, I guess, sort of thing.
So go to the White House protest and get yourself recognized and get yourself three hots and a cot, because I'm sure that's all going to happen, too, if it hasn't already. And, gee, what have you accomplished? Not much.
Not much. Not much.
Yep. And then there's this one. Did you see the poll where Joe Biden's popularity is less than the police and law enforcement? And I'm telling you, just it was an unbelievable circumstance to see that the police are leading, and a good thing to see, leading in terms of popularity with the president.
Well, exactly right. Of course, coming on the heels of the very low-rated, not State of the Union speech, President Biden's coming in at 50% total positivity rate. Police, law enforcement has 58%.
Right.
So, yeah, so here we go.
And even more popular than Major League Baseball, which is at 24%.
Exactly right. Major League Baseball, because of its moves, and it's not the players, but the management, right, of the Major League Baseball.
It's the companies that were supporting the Major League All-Star team and what the heck they, the Black Lives Matter and all that bunch that went in and said, they're racist. This is all racist. We can't have this. And what they did was all the minority people that were there that were going to make money, and they were going to make lots and lots of money, they got booted out.
Well, they sure did. And guess what? Mm-hmm. The people that went in and made all those claims, they're the ones who are benefiting from all this.
All right. We've got a caller here, and this caller tried to call a little while ago, so I'm going to give this a second because a lot of you don't realize you're listening on a delay. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay. Is my microphone blocker was on, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is Leo.
Oh, Leo. All right. Where are you at, Leo?
I'm in Miami still.
Okay, because we were trying to figure out who was calling us from Kansas.
Oh, okay. That was it. I can't connect when I'm online.
So all right. Well, what's going on in Miami tonight, Leo? We haven't heard from you in a little while.
Oh, yeah. Not too much. I just wanted to know. I don't know if you can see on your Newey. I tried to contact you. I don't know, is it live? Like, do you see the messages there, or you're not on there?
What are you talking about? What website are you talking about?
The WeMe.
Oh no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not over there right at the moment. I'm over on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I put something up there.
I go there, but I don't go there all the time during the show because a majority of the listeners are still on Facebook, so I have to go where the listeners are talking to me at. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know any updates on your phone, the new station. I don't know about that. You were talking about the new station here in Miami.
Oh, well, there's a station in Miami that has been bought. It was a Spanish-speaking station, a music station, that they are making into a conservative talk station. Now, all of that is in the process of being done. It hasn't been done yet because there's a process they're going through.
Do you know the number?
No.
Station
number? Nope, not yet. No, I'll know when they tell me.
Oh, okay.
All right, but anyway, I got to let you go, Leo, because I got some other comments here. All right, thanks, Leo.
Okay.
All right, well, okay, well, Kyle, that was Leo calling from Kansas.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Leo calling in a long while. Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually in Miami, but he had a Kansas phone. All right, we heard from Mark in Clearwater just a second ago. No government trains. They are totally subsidized, operating in a deficit. Well, hell yeah. That's what I'm telling you there, Mark, and everybody else. Not one dime has ever been made off Amtrak. Not one dime. And you're right. They've never made a profit. I don't know why the left has always been in love with trains. I like the trains at Busch Gardens in Tampa. If they were losing money, Busch Gardens would have already gone out of business. Well, that's true, but you pay for that in your ticket. That's bigger than the cost of your ticket to ride the train around Busch Gardens. But we're talking about something different. And these high-speed trains around the cities, again, they don't make a dime. Even the bus companies don't make a profit for the most part, 99.9% of the time. It's all subsidized by the government, and they're not designed to be run for profit.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, a lot of it is, again, just this idea that of putting out these massive proposals, but that's just there for the optics of Joe Biden. It's not really to actually be done within the next couple of years or however long it would take. And, of course, it would be a multi-year project if it even got off the ground.
Well, here's the thing, and you have to understand where this is coming from. Socialism, right? Socialism, communism, right?
Right, right.
What do they ride around their countryside in? Trains.
Usually trains, exactly.
Thank you. So,
yeah.
So we know where that's coming from. I mean, Russia, they're not riding around in cars going from point A to B for the most part. They're on a train. That's what they do. But, again, they have the same scenario. And the government will provide. You can get a ride, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Again, it just is not profitable. It's a waste of money. And they need to realize that. The only thing that was set up to make money was the freight system, and that's not Amtrak.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, the car, the automobile, is one of the ultimate expressions of American freedom. I can get in my car, and I can drive anywhere I want to go in the United States. I can decide where I want to go and when I want to go there. But as you, that starts to dwindle away because they don't want cars anymore, basically. It's a degradation of our ability just to live our lives and pursue happiness. And they know that. And that's like you're saying. It's like a communist state. Well, we just, everybody rides
well,
on a train.
Let
me tell you.
With two drivers in the vehicle, I could be up in New York from Florida in 24 hours or less. And with two drivers in the vehicle, I could be in California in 2 days. Two days.
Yeah, isn't that, that's really something.
Yep.
Yeah.
One driver drove, one driver slept, one driver drove, and then so on and so forth. That's just the way we did it. Now, there was a report about John Kerry yesterday. He disclosed that he made millions of dollars in income from financial and energy firms.
Well, I'm not surprised about that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, you know, this sounds about right for somebody like John Kerry.
Yep.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, but John Kerry is one of those of do as I say, don't do as I do, and I'm in the elite.
And then, of course, we heard Joe Biden make a comment yesterday. He did an interview. I think it was on NBC. Yeah, I believe that's where it was. He says, wearing your mask after your vaccination is a patriotic responsibility for God's sake. Really? Well, the whole purpose of getting the vaccination is so you don't have to wear the mask because you know what the first thing was my doctor told me?
You don't need a mask.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep. Said you don't need to wear a mask anymore. So, holy smokes. And by the way, folks, Florida yesterday passed an election integrity bill restricting vote by mail and enhancing voter ID requirements. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. They're closing the loopholes big time. All right, folks, and this is being done in other states, too. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us, making us that nice liner for the trucker's lead-in here on the Driver's Highway and Byway Report. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening, and... Well, actually, they're not listening right now. They're asleep, but they get up early because they got the horses they have to take care of, so they'll hear us in the third hour of the show for sure. And check them out up there. Double D Ranch is the name of their business, and they have horses that they stable. Plus, you can learn how to ride Western and or equestrian, do all that sort of thing. And they're just up the road a tad bit from our buddies there, Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. All right, well, we're going to do a little rockin', a little old-school rockin' here, Texas style. How about a little ZZ Top? Here we go.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town, by the shack outside.
cocaine. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile. Oh, it rains. We got a lot of nice girls.
To go smashing on down the highway with there, and I hope it didn't wake anybody up here. It was in the bunk, right, Kyle?
Right.
All righty. Well, you know, the weather, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes and it'll change. I've heard that before. But heavy showers and thunderstorms and a few could be severe from a slow-moving system may produce flash flooding across southeastern Texas. And, boy, there's a lot of rain there tonight in the Gulf, especially in Texas. Now, elsewhere, dry and gusty winds will produce critical fire weather threats across the northern part of California and portions of the southwest into the North Plains. And then we've got some really cold temperatures coming across in front of all this wind. We got some wind, Kyle, tonight that's approaching 60 miles an hour in the inland parts of Pennsylvania and up into southeastern New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts and down into Maryland and Jersey. Wow. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Big Sky Country tonight up in northeastern Montana. If you're heading along Route 2 or even along I-94 near the border with North Dakota there and stretching eastward, looks like about towards St. Marie and Malta, that area in Montana, you've got a fire weather watch. Now, what we understand is some of the winds there associated with that will be dying down, we understand, early in the weekend. Some cooler temperatures may be coming in, but you still will have that fire weather danger throughout the weekend, we understand. Down in Colorado, we have a fire weather warning in the southeastern part of the state there, so be careful there. You still got some gusty winds. Also, the northwestern corner and the southwestern corner of Colorado tonight also sporting fire weather watches. State of New Mexico, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, all the way down to Alamogordo, Las Cruces, you've got fire weather watches in those areas as well. Also in the southeastern corner of Arizona, covering Tucson. So if you're in that area, you definitely want to be aware of that. Southern California does have some wind advisories coming on, but looks like we might start getting an onshore flow here over the next couple of days. So hopefully some of the California high temperatures will start to go down. But as you mentioned, Captain, Northern California, fire weather watch stretching from Redding through Yuba City through Sacramento. That's, of course, if you're coming across I-80 there. That's going to stretch all the way down to Modesto. And then also we've got some wind warnings in central Washington tonight, and that's going to be in the Ellensburg area. Ellensburg area.
Ellensburg, okay. All right. Now, folks, don't forget about the fact that we are talking about weather all across the country here. And for the benefit of our buddy LJ up there in Massachusetts, or I'm sorry, Michigan, I do believe that it's a little nippy up there tonight. And it's 74 degrees right now down here where I'm at, LJ. So that's the temperature down here. Come on down. And let's also not forget the fact that there are some really cold temperatures tonight. Freeze warnings, frost warnings, western part of Pennsylvania, the extreme western tip of New York over around Dunkirk and Ripley, most of Ohio, the eastern part of Kentucky, most of West Virginia. And then you've got this ungodly wind that's coming in off the ocean because we have a gale warning, which still goes from Cape Cod all the way around the corner down the Jersey coast down to the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. 60-mile-an-hour winds. Now, the winds are down from what they were yesterday when we talked about what was going to happen because some of the gusts offshore are approaching 70 to 75 miles out, 30, 35, 40 miles, which is not any kind of weather for a boat to be in, a small vessel of any type. And that's going to stay that way for the rest of the day. But down in Texas, which is the next big area, from Houston north, about 100 miles west to San Antonio, and just beyond San Antonio, down towards Brownsville, you've got rain, lots of it. You've got flood warnings right now and flooding going on in the low sections through there. So that rain is going to pretty much stay with you today until it decides to move. And then when it moves, it's going to move east, northeast, it looks like, which is going to bring it up into Louisiana, which I don't think they need any more rain. Do you, Kyle?
No.
And then it looks like it's going to go to Mississippi and maybe make its way through the northern part of Alabama and Georgia before it starts moving up the East Coast again behind this other system. But the weather this weekend, especially if you're on I-10 and you're going across Texas, you want to be very aware of the fact that you could have some flooded roads ahead of you because a lot of I-10 that's out there is low in the eastern part of Texas, and you never know when there's going to be water in the road.
Exactly right.
Yep. So now, Kyle, tell us real quick about the Flying J.
Well, folks, if you're out there going across the highways and byways and you want a great cup of coffee, pull on in to the Pilot and Flying J that you find along your way. And if you tell them you're listening to the Captain's program, the Captain's America Third Watch, you'll get a free cup of coffee. Also, RVers, they've got special amenities just for you, including individual fueling lanes, your special fueling lanes, your RV sanitary dump, and much more. Also, for truckers, you can schedule on the app. I think you can schedule your shower. You can schedule your parking, overnight parking, and so forth, whatever you need. And, of course, the great food that they have when you drop into a Pilot or Flying J, whatever you're craving out there on the road, chances are they're going to have something you really, really like.
Yeah, and to our friend Lee, George up in Minnesota, he says, let's see here, you own one of these self-driving cars, you have a warrant out for your arrest, you owe money or taxes or whatever, you get in your self-driving car, you go to see your grandmother, your car door locks and then takes you to your local police department where officers meet you and take you into custody. Very good, George, very good. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.